Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by my phenomenal and lovely co-host, Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. And we'd like to say thank you for joining us for Mind Shift Talk Radio. It is already Mind Shift Monday. We're always excited to be here. And for those of you that are listening online, thank you for tuning in via mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, for those of you that are calling in by phone or have not known that you can call in by phone, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. Also, I want to say thank you to all of you that are listening to the live replay. I know several of you come back and listen to the downloads later on throughout the week, so kudos to you. But again, thank you and welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio. For those of you that are new to the show, Mindshift is a show just for you. It's for people like you and I that are looking to grow in every area of our lives. So whether we're looking to grow physically, financially, spiritually, or personally, in terms of personal growth and development, this is the place to be. So it's the perfect way to get your week started every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. There's always something mind-shifting that's going on this show. And we ask that when you come to this show that you listen with an open heart and an open mind. Because it's Mind Shift, you know, we're sharing our own personal experiences, but we're also sharing our perspectives. And so even if we don't necessarily agree, we just ask that you agree to disagree with us. But we'd love to have you guys involved in the conversation. So the chat room will be opening shortly. And again, feel free to give us a call, area code 347-989-0206. But without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and just let my colleague and partner in success and crime come on the air and join us. So, Sister Big Bones, happy Mind Shift Monday, Mama Sita.
Happy Mind Shift Monday to you as well, Stacey. How's it going?
It is going well, thank you, especially after last week's show. I'm excited about going into that conversation again because we left off and we were, like, kind of hanging. We had a great time just chatting last week and didn't get to quite finish it, so I'm excited to go into this week's conversation, part two.
Well, before we do, what has transpired for you as a result of last week's conversation, or how have you possibly applied last week's conversation? Care
well,
to share?
I mean, yeah, you put me on the spot. I might as well, right?
Might as well.
I mean, we're on live, can't be like, no, I don't really want to talk about that right now. But seriously. Last week, like I said, you know, we talked a lot about showing gratitude in every area. And one thing that stood out for me is to be more mindful of showing gratitude to people that are in service positions, whether they're people at, you know, at the gas station, people at the restaurant, you know, maybe putting a little extra tip in there, going out of my way to compliment someone just maybe on the way that they look. Or, you know, making the old lady at Home Depot feel good about herself, you know. So I'm more mindful of making sure that I'm building other people up and encouraging other people. And that's one thing that really stood out to me from last week's show. How about you?
For me, that gratitude and just having that attitude of such is intentional and is work. It takes a lot of effort. We know a lot of Debbie Downers, but that always have something to complain about. But even though we're surrounded by things for which we can give thanks, it takes effort. Like, I've found myself having to be intentional in updating my virtual tracking of such, because if today is the 12th, I'm on day 11 of my 21 days of giving thanks, and using that as my status updates on Facebook. I've had to have been intentional about, you know, posting something that I'm giving thanks for that particular day. But it's been been interesting. I've had a really good time, really like stopping to focus on something to give thanks for and making it relevant. You know, so of course today, it's funny you mentioned about people in service because my status was for those who have served, and all those when we're honoring Veterans Day. And indeed, thank you to everyone who has served, who is serving presently, or who will serve in our armed forces. But also, my frame of reference when I posted was to those in the service industry as well, anybody who serves. And serves for others or serves others, because I think the greatest sign about the character of someone is how they treat people in service positions. I can tell you there's been many a date that ended at that date because of how the dude treated our waiter or waitress or server or host or hostess. Even if it wasn't until our dinner or meal was ending and they were a stenchy tipper.
Yeah.
So
that's true. That is such a turn off, a huge turn off.
Word
of advice, even if you don't normally tip, I would say, you know, word of advice, if it's not customary for you to tip, just do it when you're on a date, at least. You know, if you want to act up when you're by yourself, just know that if you're on a date and you're not tipping, it does look bad for the other person that's sitting across the table. So that's just a hint here.
Yeah, don't say we never told you or you didn't know. Hey, this is all about that whole mind shift thing and different perspectives. But
yes, and being open to it.
Right, and to, you know, to gentlemen as well, you want to see how your lady friend or whomever you're out on a date with treats the person that's serving you guys as well, because that's a telltale sign about him or her.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. And I'm glad that you made the statement about how it has to be intentional to show this gratitude, because I think some people might have listened to last week's show. I know it was like 1,000 people that listened to the show last week when I was looking at the almost 1,000 people, and I was, you know, thinking like how many people maybe listen to that show and think, oh yeah, it's so easy for them to say that. It's so easy for them to talk about gratitude. And we never said it was easy, you know.
Right.
Last week we said it, and especially now, it definitely is something intentional. Like I said, you know, it, because we had the conversation last week, that made me even more mindful about how I treated people in service. So the mind shift took place. And again, there's little things that we do on a day-to-day basis that sometimes we don't even realize we're doing or not doing, and it takes a conversation like that to trigger it, you know, to trigger your mind and say, and I guess that's truly where the mind shift takes place. When we have these conversations and you're like, wow, I wasn't really aware that I was doing that or not doing that before. So definitely it is intentional, and I applaud you for the Facebook 21 Days of Thanksgiving. I think that's awesome. I mean, if you're sitting here talking about a way to create gratitude and Thanksgiving as a way of life and not just a one-day event, I mean, that's a perfect way to do it, because you have to really be disciplined to get on there every day, whether you feel like being thankful or not, and still finding something to be thankful for.
Right.
You know? So kudos to you, Mamacita.
Oh, muchas gracias, señorita.
So for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. And this is really a part two to last week's conversation. This week's title is Gratitude as a Way of Life. And we're talking about things that we can do and the mindset that needs to take place in order for us to be able to experience greater joy and peace and success and prosperity by showing gratitude to others, but also showing gratitude to ourselves and being thankful for our current situations and our current circumstances. So we left off last week. We kind of just got into a whole bunch at the end of the conversation last week, and then we looked up and time was up. So we're going to just go ahead and pick up where we left off. So, sis, I know we talked about some things. I know you were going to talk about the gratitude journal this week. We talked about ending relationships and showing gratitude there. So we talked about a few things. So I'll just let you go ahead and take us back in. Let's pick back up.
So maybe we'll table the gratitude journal for just a minute because you bring up a good point about talking about ending relationships. And so I love talking about relationships. So I want to make sure we have time to talk about that. So I like to start there. Because so often, especially as women, when relationships end, it doesn't necessarily matter whether we ended the relationship or it was ended on behalf of the person with whom we were in the relationship with. We are not grateful. And if we're grateful, it's in a sarcastic way. You know, I'm grateful that so-and-so and such-and-such-and-so-and-so. Yeah, it's not, it's not truly and genuinely from a place of thankfulness. Yeah, well, I love to slay you is what I love to do. So I and because we are created for relationship and we are in and out of relationships, be it work relationships, professional relationships, personal relationships, and even familial relationships, I think the quote, and I don't know if you still have it handy or not, but the quote that you shared last week is just something that I need to write down and on a note card and post in a couple of places.
I can share. It's actually from one of my high school friends and one of my Facebook friends, and I won't share her name, but she posted last week. It was I thought it was profound when she posted it. I had to go ahead and hit a like and hit an amen on that one. But basically she said that as hard as it is to face, some relationships must change or end in order for our destiny to be fulfilled. And so we need to use wisdom. She says, new beginnings often follow necessary endings. And I thought that was profound. And how true is that?
It's very true. And I think it's true in all areas. Like, it's not just limited to one. And I think that's definitely from the relationship perspective, but and not so much with others, but definitely from relationships with ourselves. And I think that's where that keeping that a gratitude journal kind of really comes into play. For me, again, my Facebook posts have been pretty much a virtual gratitude journal, but we have to, our relationship with ourselves in terms of focusing on the negatives has got to end, even though that's the society in which we live in. We really have to change that and start focusing on the positives, and at times even searching, if we have to seek out the positives and looking for that, if you will, silver lining. And again, you know, keeping a gratitude journal does that. And it doesn't have to be a pen and paper, parchment and writing apparatus type journal. It can be whatever suits you. For some of us, that's virtual, or you're always typing. It may be I don't even know what another word is beside a Word document, but an electronic document. It may be texting yourself. It can even be a photo journal where perhaps you're taking pictures of what you're thankful for. I know for me, in having to monitor my blood pressure here lately, I've just been taking pictures of whatever that little blood pressure reader machine is. That's how I keep it up, and I send it to my godmother. So that's my photo journal of my blood pressure. But whatever works for you. For me, what works or what fits me best is writing. Because I write on anything and everything, napkins, toilet paper, backs of receipts, envelopes, you name it. I'm writing on it, my hand. But that's not conducive when I want to look at it again because pieces of paper get thrown in the trash. So it's either virtual, electronic, or one of my many bounded journals. But the key to keeping your gratitude journal is only focus on the positive things. So don't write down the negative things, just the positive ones. So I can think back when we had a show a few weeks ago, and I can't remember what the show was about, really. I think it was about patience, exercising patience. And the next day, somebody got tied up in the worst traffic jam in a long time.
Oh, somebody. Yeah.
Right.
Wonder who that somebody is. Mm-hmm.
Right. But in essence to that, instead of focusing on the positives, because there were plenty of positives I'm sure you could have identified. negatives, plenty of negatives you could have identified. The positives of that were, you know, you made it through that safely, and you made it from your house to your destination unharmed. Or let's even say perhaps you'd have left earlier, as suggested by somebody else.
I can't stand the somebody, I tell you.
Or I'm going to make my haters my motivators. There you go. That's the positive right there.
You said it. You're right.
Or, you know, but maybe had you left earlier or significantly earlier, that maybe that was you. So maybe the positive is you were saved from having been involved in that accident. I can think of, oftentimes I think about that when I think when I pass accidents and I'm like, man, that could have been me. You know what? It may not have could have been me. Like, the timing might have been totally off. But when I see it, I think it could have been me. Or when I see a police officer with somebody else pulled over.
Someone else over. Yes. I'm like, that definitely could be me.
That could have been me. Woo! I want to pull over and shout, but figure they might catch up to me or something.
Right. They might run your tag. They've been looking for you.
Right. You know, so.
But no, you're right. It was funny because we had that conversation and then straight, I mean, literally the next day, I was like, you have got to be kidding me. But it's like they say, be careful what you ask for and what you pray for, especially. But when you were talking about the journals, when you're talking about different ways to have the journals, when you're talking about electronic journals, I know some people even do audio, you know, and they just want to record their voices. And when sometimes you're not able to write as fast as you think. And so you want to go ahead and you want to just speak it. For me personally, typing is a better method for me because I can normally type faster than I can write. But it just depends on the situation. I have different journals for different reasons. I have, you know, one journal where it's more of a spiritual gratitude type journal, you know, and it's for me to see my spiritual growth and development. And I have another one for that personal development. And I have one for emotional stuff, you know, if it's something that I'm going through emotionally in my life. And I want to have that in a different place. So I'm able to see how I'm growing in different areas of my life in different journals. Because having just one journal, you know, you kind of have to sift through all the pages. But I want to measure how I'm growing in different areas. So that's one thing that works for me. I know one of my closest friends and I, we were doing a success journal. It was almost like a virtual vision board. And it was like a virtual vision board. And we did our pictures and quotes and everything that you would normally put on a visual board, we did it in a PowerPoint presentation, like a video, made it into an iMovie. So you can always, you know, you're having a rough day, you can go and just watch that iMovie or that video, and it puts you back into perspective. It puts things back into perspective, and it reminds you of why you're doing what you're doing and why you're destined to do certain things. So it reminds you of your purpose. I think, you know, that's a great thing that works for me visually. I do learn well visually. So, you know, we're just throwing things out there. At the end of the day, you know, you have to decide what works best for you, and you run with that. The whole purpose that we're, you know, of us discussing this is just for you to take action and do something. If you're just picking up some Pop-Tart boxes and writing on that, and hey, if that works for you, do you. But we just want you to take action and to start to put some things into motion. So definitely, you know, when we talk about the relationships piece and relationships ending, it could be relationships with other people, and it could be a way of life for you that's ending. You know, sometimes we have to walk away from ourselves from some bad and negative behavior in order for us to experience new things. And that's very scary when we're taking that faith walk and we're so used to doing things that we're accustomed to doing because they're comfortable. And how many times, excuse me, and don't say anything about me coughing because I know you're already getting on me about my coughing, but I'm not sick, it's allergies.
Mm-hmm. And that river is long called denial.
So, you know, we do things that are comfortable, and I've talked about this before about how many people find comfort in dysfunction. And that takes some work to say, you know what, despite how comfortable this situation is, you know, for example, talking about your significant other maybe, that this person is not good for you. It's not a healthy relationship. You're not happy in this relationship. You're not being fulfilled, or you feel like you're not able to grow and mature in this relationship, yet you know it. You know this person's level of crazy. You know what to expect with this person. It's much easier to stay there for some people because they've grown accustomed to dysfunction and to hurt and to being uncomfortable, that they're uncomfortable in healthy situations. And so many of us find ourselves continuing to have these bad relationships, these unhealthy relationships, because we've grown accustomed to it and we're comfortable in that. And then for you to finally just stop and say, no, I deserve more than that, or I want to do something differently, that's the hardest struggle and challenge for people. You know, you look at people that need to go through rehab, for example, with, you know, drug addictions and so forth, and you're like, why can't they just shake it? Why can't they just say, yeah, it's time to go to rehab. They want to live a better life. It's not so easy. They recognize that there's a problem, but it takes just a whole other level of courage and God's grace to get them to the point where they can actually make it through that transition. And so we know, like, just based on the quote that, you know, that I shared is, you know, sometimes new beginnings are necessary, but they're going to follow these necessary endings. In order to have that new beginning, the ending is necessary. So again, we talk about being open to the process and being open to the change. I think that's a perfect example of, you know, don't be afraid of letting something go. Shift your mind, you know, have that mind shift and just think about what's on the other side of that change, what's on the other side of that ending, what's going to begin. And find gratitude in that, like you said, sis, you know, not being thankful that you're not with that rotten person anymore, but just being thankful that you're at a place now where you can recognize that this is no longer healthy for you and it's time to move on. That's something to be thankful for, to show gratitude for.
Right. I think that experiences either make us better or bitter. The only difference is the letter that comes after the I. I mean, after the B. It's either an I or an E. And you determine which. You determine whether that experience is going to make you better or whether it's going to make you bitter. I can say when I was going through my divorce that I was bitter for a minute, bitter and hurtful and tearful and yada, yada, yada. But at some point, something clicked, and I chose to allow it to make me better. And I can tell you that my ex-husband and just that whole experience, knowing how it ended, if I had it to do all over again, I would have still have married him, and I would have still had it in the same way, because it's made me a better wife for my next husband. Hopefully my last husband. It's made me a better friend, a better daughter, a better worker, a better person. It's made me better and a better woman. But I chose to look at the positives of that, the positive impacts of how that shaped me. And there's going to be a man that's going to be grateful for the experience that I had with my ex-husband. Because it would have made me better for him. And it's also allowed me to be able to receive that man that loves me the way God designed a husband to love his wife. So I think that it's about that choice that we make. And again, to either better or bitter, but you can choose to focus on the positive. And I would definitely say that has to be one of your ground rules for your journal, for your gratitude journal, is, again, only focus on the positive things, only write down the positive ones. And two, you know, to think that to look at all the good things that happened because something bad happened first. So you want to do those. So when we were talking about the speeding or even looking at driving, since that's common to so many of us, and probably one of our biggest frustrating points when the old slowpoke, that Sunday driver pulls out in front of you in the middle of Monday morning rush hour, you know, that person pulling out in front of you may cause you to slow down. If you're anywhere in my hometown, it's probably my mama, so be careful.
you better leave her alone.
But that slow person pulling out in front of you may have
Mama
prevented
Nina,
you
from, I don't believe it.
They may have prevented you from getting a speeding ticket. So
I just have to say, Mama Nita, I do not endorse that message. I'm not in agreement with her. Okay? So I just have to get myself cleared up from that. I'm not going down with you for that.
Or even in just looking at, moving right along, and looking at the economy, you know, to look at if you had not been laid off, or your company mm-hmm. not downsized, you know, maybe you wouldn't have been able to get a better job. Maybe you wouldn't have been able to start your own business when you started your own business. And we can, for those entrepreneurs, you can tune in next week as we have the business plan lady herself on My Shift Talk Radio. So you definitely want to check into that. Good plug there. Thank you. Boo-boo.
I know.
but I those are good things to look at. Like, and I'm having to do that with myself when in preparing for one relationship to end and allowing another one to begin and looking at it from the professional side. You know, I'm preparing for my current job, my current contract to end, because I'm by night and by day. All the time. I'm a consultant on military family programs, but I'm a contractor, and this contract ends in April, so I'm preparing for it to end. But in preparing for it to end, I'm having to do things to get ready for such. So, like, I got my board certified Christian counselor certificate in the mail last week or 2 weeks ago or
Woo-hoo!
Something like that. So, yay, I'm, like, excited about that and working on my profile and preparing for that change and that relationship to end and totally looking forward to it. Ugh. But, but I have to, you know, although there are so many negatives about this current assignment that I'm on that I could focus on, I'm having to choose to focus on the positives and, you know, to look at all the good things that have happened. Even if I think this job is bad or whatever I think about it at the time. But the other piece that I would say would have to be your ground rule and your gratitude journal is, instead of focusing on what you don't have, focus on what you do have. Okay, so I don't have the big six-figure job that I want, but I have a job. Okay? Or, you know, I may not be in the type of domicile that I desire, but I have a roof over my head. Or, you know, it might not be the furniture that I want, but I have furniture. Or even like my car. Like, my car is, you know what, it may not be the newest thing out there, the flyest whip, but it's paid for. And it's mine.
Yeah.
You know, so Amen what
to that.
I that has to be something that we work on. Don't focus on what we don't have, focus on what we do have. And especially when I look at a lot of women are struggling in their singleness. Instead of being happy and whole mm-hmm. in their marital status, they're struggling. And then there's also people that are miserably married. But instead of, you know, don't focus on the fact, oh, I don't have a husband, or I don't have a boo, or who going to take me to the New Year's Eve party or any of that. You know, focus on what you do have. I'm sure you have healthy relationships with somebody. It doesn't necessarily have to be of the opposite sex or someone that's boo or mate material, but you have healthy relationships, or even you have your health. Or, you know, focus on what you do have.
You know, that can take you into a whole other conversation when you talk about the whole single piece. I think we definitely need to have a mind shift conversation just about that piece, about being comfortable in your own skin and finding joy in singlehood. You talk about being transparent. I have testimony after testimony I can share about that experience, because I can definitely say that was not an easy journey for me when I, you know, would try to embrace singlehood. I won't even go into it right now. I feel myself about to lay on your couch because you just said you got your certificate in the mail, but I'm not even going to lay down right now. We're going to keep it moving. So thank you for tuning in to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. And tonight we're talking about gratitude as a way of life. And we're talking about different ways to express gratitude. We're also talking about the benefits of gratitude. You know, we personally believe that gratitude opens those doors to additional blessings. You know, we hear about and we learn about praise opening the windows of heaven, but truly gratitude does open the door for blessings, because if we don't appreciate the small things we have, as I said last week, how are we going to appreciate even bigger things? And a perfect example of what you talked about just now, when you talked about the financial piece of it, is you look at those individuals that win the lottery, right, that are bankrupt in a few years. Yes, on one hand, we can say, well, they're not financially literate and they weren't educated on the way to handle their finances. But on the other hand, you think about those people that don't really appreciate the change that the finances can make to their lives as well as the lives of others, the positive change. You know, many people go into these new money situations, you know, they obtain some new money, some new wealth, but they don't understand what it means. They don't understand what the purpose of it is in their lives. It's not just to go out and get brand new cars and to get a new house if you have and fill it with a whole bunch of material things, but it's really about now being in a position and in a place where you're able to bless other people. And I think that's why many people lose their fortunes and they lose their fame, because they're caught up in it for the wrong reasons. I know even with me personally, you know, going into another home now, and this new house is definitely an upgrade from my last home. And I remember praying and saying, God, you know, this is much larger than, you know, what I really need. You know, it's just me and my son. And I was like, we don't really need all of this space and all the extra perks. But at the same time, if it's within your will for me to be in a bigger place, to be able to open my door to bless other people, because real talk, at the end of the day, just considering what's going on right now, I think every person that's listening to the show can relate to having a friend or a family member or someone that they know of that has had a hard time that's needed some help, right? We know people like that that maybe need a place to stay for a month, or they're in transition or whatever it may be. So my prayer was to be able to be in a position to be able to bless someone else. And I think that's why God honors that. And so we have to, it goes back to the spiritual piece when you talk about the gratitude and being blessed for it, is that you're thankful for where you are. As Paul said, you're content where you are, but then you're also thinking about the next level. You're thinking about how you can be a vessel to be a blessing to someone else. And so it goes back to why we talked about this gratitude journal, because as you develop this journal in time, you're able to go back and reflect and see where you were initially when you started this process, and you'll be amazed at how your mind has shifted. You know, when you look at this 6 months from now, 12 months from now, and you'll also be amazed at how easy it is for you to be able to express gratitude to other people. And you'll realize that you're being blessed more, because now the things that you're attracting to yourself are things that are in alignment with God's will for your life, because you've shifted the focus. And the focus is not so much on you and your circumstances, but it's on other people and building other people up. And I know that was something I was going to talk about earlier. There was something you shared at the beginning of the show when you were talking about being intentional with the gratitude piece. And we talk about how easy it is to see all of the negative things going on around us. But truly, when you focus on gratitude, you don't have time to see all the negative things going on around you. And if you do see them, they seem so minute compared to what you're thankful for and what you're expressing gratitude for. So if you find yourself in a place where you're just bogged down with emotions, you're frustrated, we all have those days of the week, you're uncertain. It's like the post I made on Facebook the other day, that you may be uncertain about your circumstances. You don't know how things are going to turn out. You don't know how they're going to end. But if you shift your focus and really focus on the things that are going well, that you do appreciate in your life, and you, for me, I said, you know, one thing I'm certain about is that my God is awesome. So despite what everything else is going on, if I just focus on the awesomeness of God, everything else seems irrelevant at that point. And so we have to continuously get ourselves to that point. It's important to have people in your circle that can help you, to keep you grounded, and to remind you of this journey that you're on. It's not a journey that we can take by ourselves. You know, Sister Big Bones and I sit on here and we talk about how much we appreciate each other, and we don't say that just for the show. We really do. And we don't have to talk every single day for us to know that the other person is there having our back. You know, we don't have to say every single day, hey, what are you doing? This is what's going on. We understand that you know, we still love each other. We're still here for each other. And it's important for people to have, for you to have those individuals in your life. And if you don't have people like that in your life that you know you can count on and call at 3 o'clock in the morning, if they're stranded on the side of the highway, then, like we talked about before, there's some necessary changes that have to take place in your life for you to experience those new beginnings. And so you need to be open to that process as well. But what do you think, sis?
Yeah, what you said. Ditto. you went off. You went in.
Did I? I'm so sorry. You know I'm long-winded. That's why I have to pull back. I'm so sorry. I'm working on that.
But I think a key point is look around you at the people that you would consider Debbie Downers, those folks that are always negative and always pessimistic or always cynical and not necessarily in a humorous, entertaining, or joking way. How much time do you spend with those people? And if you spend a lot of time with those folks, are you the only one spending time with them? You know, because especially in the workplace and in the family, so often those are the people we try to stay away from, especially with the holidays coming up. You know, that might not be who you're sitting next to for Thanksgiving dinner. Or, you know, hey, is cousin so-and-so coming? Because if they are, let me know what time they plan on getting there so either I can get there before them and leave when they're coming in or get there considerably after them. You know, those people that tend to bring any mood down or just bring you down any farther if you're already feeling down. You know, nobody wants to gravitate towards those people. And the truth of the matter is it takes just as much effort to be kind or nice or to focus on the positive as it does to focus on the negative. In fact, I know it takes more muscles in your face to frown than it does to smile. So when people say, oh, you're so nice, you're so sweet, you're so kind to me, I'm like, it takes effort because it really is for me easier to say, you know what, give you the smart answer and be like, leave me alone. And sometimes I wish I was that person that could say such things and folks leave me alone. But I would encourage you to create opportunities for gratitude. you know, create your own. If it's that person that that's the Debbie Downer, to smile at them, to give them a kind word. And right now, you know, life is too short. Like Brown says, he said, people dying that ain't never died before. But you know,
bless his heart.
Folks are dying at all ages, all stages. Yeah. So now it's the time to tell folks what they mean to you and why you're thankful for them. Maybe they did something for you growing up. I was able to find on Facebook the woman that got me my first job as a cashier at Food Lion, and I just told her, you know, how thankful I was to her, and she just doesn't know how much of an impact she's made on my life. You know, so seek out those people that have done something for you. And if you're in the workplace, somebody might have sent an email that really had an impact, you know, that made your day, or might have said something in a meeting, you know, I really appreciated what you said, or I really appreciated what you did, or again, looking at the people in the service industry, it doesn't cost you anything to say, you know, you have a nice smile, or if in these days, if the lady or the person at the window, the drive-through window, because I hang out at fast food restaurants a lot, that's a relationship I need to break, I know, but keep moving. It's okay to say, oh, you have a nice name, especially if you can't say it. Hey, what's your name? Oh, yes, beautiful. you know, but just make the effort. I'm telling you, people are going to kind of look at you strange at first, because they're not used to random acts of kindness and compliments and gratitude. But go, just do that, try it. And the reason I'm doing 21 days of thanks is because it takes 21 days to start a new habit, 3 weeks roughly. And so, you know, that's my goal, is to kind of get in the habit of thankfulness. So it's more than just an attitude. It's an everyday occurrence. And the thing about it is it's contagious. Like, you know, and it has a wide-reaching, far-reaching impact and effect, and one you may never, ever fully see. Like, you will never know if your compliment to someone impact their life so, and they go home and talk about it or whatever it is that they do. You won't ever fully see the impact that has on that.
Right, definitely. And I think this is a perfect time for us to have this conversation. Yes, we're leading into Thanksgiving, but also just, you know, coming to the end of the year. Who doesn't want to set new goals for 2013? You know, people make their New Year's resolutions, and they talk about changes that are going to take place. But again, when we're talking about that new beginning for a new year, we have to be honest with ourselves about the necessary changes that have to take place. And 9 times out of 10, those changes are changes within us. And it's hard for some of us to acknowledge that. It may not be comfortable to admit that, but it is what it is. It's the truth. And in order for us to be able to experience and truly enjoy new beginnings, we're going to, again, have to be open and bold and courageous and confident and faithful enough to say, I'm going to have to experience the necessary changes as well. And please know that when you open yourself up to that, when we talk about this gratitude piece, that's going to require you to have gratitude and to express gratitude for those hurtful situations, you know, for those situations in where you feel there's some suffering. There's some pain associated with it. Not all pain is bad pain, i.e. childbirth, labor, you know, having a baby. It's painful. But it's not a bad pain at all. You know, I would do it 10 times over. Gosh, I forgot
not
who
me.
I was talking to here. I forgot who was on.
I have
here.
No interest. Ooh-wee. Y'all can have that.
But it's painful, but I tell you, you know, I had worse pain having appendicitis, having my appendix rupture than childbirth. And I was in labor for 23 hours. But I would do it 10 times over.
Y'all know they got
so
mad
worse.
For that, right?
I got meds after like 12 hours. Okay, we're so off topic now. Stay with me. Focus.
Oh, my bad.
Focus.
I am focusing.
Okay.
Without challenges, there can be no progress.
Exactly. You got something out of that. So, you know, like I said, this is the perfect time for us to have these conversations and to get ourselves mentally prepared, emotionally prepared, for what the new year holds for us. And the new year doesn't have to start in January. The new you can start tomorrow. It's totally
Amen.
Up to you. And as we've said before, you know, we share tons of information here. We like to think of MindShift as that bridge. You know, we bridge the gap between people's desires and wants and the resources that they need to be able to manifest those dreams and those desires. And like Sister Big Bone said a minute ago, next week, you know, we have this woman is just phenomenal. You know, when you talk about someone being gifted and someone being selfless and being able to just express gratitude, like that truly is Sherry Darden's way of life. You know, just for her to be willing to be here with us every month, you know, she doesn't ask for anything but just to be here to be able to bless other people. And that's what it's about. You know, she does this because she's passionate about blessing other people. And so, I mean, I would just say it would totally behoove you to be here next week, whether you're looking at starting a business right now. You may not be interested in being an entrepreneur, but you may know someone else that would be blessed by the show and the information that she shares. And that's every week. We have people talking about, we have guests coming on talking about personal development, talking about finances, talking about relationships, talking about health and wellness. There is always something here for everyone at MindShift Talk Radio. And so that's why if you have not yet, we definitely encourage you to become our friend on Facebook. Like our Facebook page, facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. Hit us up on our own website, MindShiftTalkRadio.com. Make sure you're plugged in every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Yes, we know it's football season, so go back and listen to the replays. Those are available to you. But at this point, if you're open to change and you're ready for something new, there is no excuse. Everything that you need is there. It's totally up to you to take advantage of these resources and to create your own opportunities. So that's really all that I have to say. I know we're at the end of the hour. All I will say, sis, thank you for being here with me again.
Thank you for having me. The pleasure's been all mine.
Yes, I enjoyed it. And thank you to all of you that have listened and those of you that have listened to the replay. Again, share this with others. As always, we wish you another phenomenal, blessed, and amazing mind-shifting week, and we hope to have you here again with us next week. Take care. Talk to you soon. Good night.
God bless you.
Mind Shift Radio.